Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
This is Garden Variety, a horticulture podcast from Iowa Public Radio and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. I'm Charity Nebbe. Spring is the perfect time to plant fruit trees in Iowa. It will be a while before you can pick your homegrown harvest, but we can offer some guidance when it comes to picking the right trees. Suzanne Slack, Iowa State University Extension fruit crop specialist, is here to help. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, happy to be here.
Well, and let's start with woody plants in general, and we'll get fruit specific in a few minutes. But when you go to the nursery and it's time to pick out trees, it can be a little bit overwhelming, or shrubs. It can be a little bit overwhelming looking at all of the different options. How do you pick the right plant for your landscape?
That is a great question. Normally, the first thing is to have a plan. I'm a victim of this personally. I've gone to a nursery and been like, oh, I must have this shrub. I get home, and then it's like, where does this shrub get to live? Because I did not plan a good area for it to go. So the first is make sure you know kind of generally like what sizes you're looking for. So do you want a shrub? Do you have room for a fruit tree? Do you have room for something that's going to get 30 feet tall one day? You know, it's cute, nice whenever it's at the nursery. And then you take it home, and a couple of years later, you end up with a massive problem sometimes.
All right. We all have a problem with impulse purchases at the nursery, I think. I think we can just all agree that this can we can all fall prey to that. But so once you've made that plan, or at least read the tag and thought, OK, this tree, this shrub is going to get so big and I know what kind of space I have, how do you pick the right specimen?
Yeah, so especially for woody plants, you're going to be looking to make sure that there's not anything too broken, make sure that there wasn't any wounds that healed incorrectly. Sometimes something snaps and people just kind of stick it back on and then it'll callus over and cause some weak spots. You'll want to avoid that. If there's a lot of pruning wounds, like older pruning wounds on the tree, sometimes that's an indicator that it might have some stress problems or maybe not something that's good. Just make sure it looks nice. And then, of course, whenever I say look nice, it's kind of subjective. But, you know, nice green leaves, if there's leaves, nice, happy, full buds, no areas where there's like an obvious issue where there's like no leaves showing up, things like that.
And of course, if you are buying fruit trees, the majority of them are grafted. So do you want to inspect that grafting join and make sure that that's strong?
Yeah, that's a great suggestion, too. So whenever you buy grafted trees and all, you should definitely check out the grafting union. Some of the popular cultivars that are out there actually don't get along with rootstocks. So you might want to press on it a little bit, make sure it's nice and healed correctly. I have personally, with my own foot, kicked a graft union of a 40-year-old tree and broke it.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So once you've chosen the thing that you're going to buy, the tree or the shrub that you're going to buy, and you take it home, and we'll talk a little bit about care in a moment, but you also want to advise us to actually hang on to the tag, which I'm terrible about that, Suzanne, but we should keep that information?
Yes, keep your tags, because if something goes wrong or you need some gardening help, especially like if you call me about your fruit trees, my first two questions are, what's the scion and what's the rootstock? And then the next question is, how old is it? So by keeping those tags and putting a date on it, you'll have more information if you have to troubleshoot or figure out what's wrong with the tree later.
All right. Well, I can't go back in time, but
I promise to be
better in the future. let's talk about fruit trees specifically, because, again, when you go to the nursery, you may fall prey to that impulse purchase. You may even have space for this beautiful apple tree. But with fruit trees, you need to plan a little bit more than just for one tree, right?
Correct. Yep. So for apples and pears and sweet cherries, you need to have at least two that are fruiting about the same, that are flowering about the same time. So that's another thing that people fall victim to, is you have to make sure your apples are actually in the same bloom class. And I know I'm making it sound complicated. There's over, you know, 3,000 different cultivars of apple. They don't all bloom at the same time. So you need to make sure that you're looking online and making sure your trees are actually compatible, or you'll have beautiful flowers, then a couple weeks, beautiful flowers and no fruit.
All right. So is there a number for bloom class? What is the classification?
Oh, there's four. There is a number. There's four different groupings. I think there's actually five now, but there's four main ones. But if you, whenever you're looking at the label, just do a quick Google search or whatever search engine you prefer, and it should be able to tell you if those trees blooms overlap.
All right. Take your smartphone with you to the nursery.
Yes.
How about thinking about cultivars? Because I think a lot of us, again, we see the name of a cultivar. It's one that we've eaten fruit of in the past. We like that kind of fruit. We want that cultivar. But maybe we should think a little bit harder.
Oh, you set me up for a Honeycrisp rant.
All right, go on. Do it.
So Honeycrisp is a fan favorite. It's a pretty good apple, and it's also a little bit more expensive in the grocery store, or if you go to a farmer's market, buy it local, it's usually a little more expensive. It's because it's really hard to grow. You need a lot to add a lot of calcium to it. It's one of those scions that doesn't like its rootstock, so it doesn't really grow very well. But it's also not a good pollinizer. So we just talked about having two apple trees. For Honeycrisp, you need three. So if you have a Fuji and a Honeycrisp, you'll have Honeycrisp apples, but you'll never have Fuji because the Honeycrisp won't pollinate the Fuji. So then you need to throw in a Gala or something else in there to actually get apples on all your trees.
All right. But I also hear you saying maybe just don't plant Honeycrisp.
It's definitely don't. But like if you want a challenge, I'm not going to like dissuade you forever if you want to do it. Or if you already have one, don't despair. Don't cut it down. They're just not going to be best apples, and there's a reason they're more expensive at the store.
Do you have favorite cultivars?
I have lots of favorite cultivars.
Can you give me a couple?
Yeah. So my favorite, two of them are actually pretty good for homeowners too. The first one is Gold Rush. So it's a really pretty yellow apple. It's a late apple, so like around early to mid-October. It's very tart and zingy. It's resistant to a lot of the disease problems that we have. So if you want like a low spray option, that's a fantastic choice. And then the other one that I'm also pretty onto is Enterprise. So it's also a pretty disease-resistant cultivar. It's also very good, good baking apple, fresh-eating apple, all-arounder. If I was going to plant two trees in my backyard, I'd plant one of each of those.
And we were talking about cross-pollination. Mm-hmm. If you have a crabapple tree, will that also cross-pollinate with your apple trees?
Yes, as long as it's in the same bloom class, it'll definitely cross-pollinate. Or I also say if you live in town, like if you live in an area where there's lots of other fruit trees, you probably don't have to worry about it as much as if you were like the only farm in your area, like you're surrounded by, you know, corn and beans and it's just you, then you'd want to be more into that,
right?
That you have it.
So when you're shopping for fruit trees, is that a question? Is that something that you should look up just to make sure you know how many trees you need for each different cultivar?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Any other advice if we're picking out fruit trees?
If you go to the store and you're impulse buying, definitely do a little teeny, just Google or again, search engine, the name of the cultivar that you're looking at, just to make sure, it's something that actually likes Iowa. There, especially peaches. We were just talking about that last year. I think people got super excited about peaches because we actually had peaches.
There were a lot of peaches last year.
That was a fluke. this year there will not be any peaches. At least not for most people. So peaches, there's only a couple cultivars that really do well. And the ones that we think of when we think of a nice Georgia peach, surprisingly like Georgia, they don't like Iowa.
Huh. That makes a lot of sense. All right. So you buy your fruit trees and you take them home. As said earlier, spring is a great time to plant. How do you decide when to plant, when to get them in the ground?
Yeah, if you can get them in the ground as soon as possible, the earlier the better. I usually tell folks that if you don't have them planted by the end of July, beginning of August, don't plant them. Just keep them in the pots and keep them in your house, keep them in your garage, because a lot of times they won't harden off and you'll lose them to cold damage, even though they normally should be fine.
All right. And when we plant them, any special advice?
Yeah, so I've been asked quite a few times about people putting fertilizer into the hole when you plant the tree. Do not do that with apple trees, with fruit trees. It'll actually burn the roots and cause establishment problems.
All right. And of course, we've been in drought for over 200 weeks. So watering is a pretty important thing to do.
Yes. The first couple of years for any type of tree, you'd want to try to get at least an inch a week, half an inch to an inch a week of water on them. So once or twice a week, just go out there with a watering can and give it a nice water.
Now, with a lot of fruit trees, we talked already about size, and there are different classifications for the size of fruit trees. You have your standard, you have your dwarf, you have your semi-dwarf. Is that information always easily available?
So usually what the tag will tell you is the size it gets. They don't bog you down with the information of what the rootstock actually is. But typically, if you can keep the rootstock tag, it'll tell the size, and that can help us figure out maybe what, at least a range of which rootstocks it could possibly be. If you can find the rootstock information, that is excellent, but they're not always readily available.
Now, we've talked a lot about apples, and you mentioned that peaches don't always do well in Iowa and usually do not do well in Iowa. I know a lot of people want sweet cherries, although tart cherries do pretty well in Iowa. Are there sweet cherries that people can plant that are going to be fruitful in the state?
Yes. So there are some sweet cherries. North Star is one of my favorite cultivars for that. As long as you, there's a bunch of them that are good. So you can look up cold hardy sweet cherries. A lot of them come from the University of Minnesota's breeding program. They're bred in Minnesota, so they should work here in theory. But, you know, Bing cherries aren't very winter hardy, and some of the other ones that people like are also better in California.
All right. Now, you've warned us against Honeycrisp. You've warned us against peaches. You have any other warnings, outstanding warnings you want to share in 30 seconds?
Oh, no. If you're looking for something really cool and fun to try, maybe not a warning, but Asian pears do really well here. And if you're looking for something interesting, I would go with some Asian pears.
Suzanne Slack, Iowa State University Extension Fruit Crop Specialist. For more gardening information and tips, you can subscribe to our Garden Variety newsletter. You can find out more at iowapublicradio.org/garden. I'm Charity Nebbe. Garden Variety is a production of Iowa Public Radio and Iowa State University Extension. It's produced by me, Erin Stile, Caitlin Troutman, and the Iowa Public Radio talk show team. For more garden goodness, please subscribe to our Garden Variety newsletter. Just go to iowapublicradio.org/garden. I'm Charity Nebbe. See you next time.